We have at Letterkenny General Hospital Minister currently over 2,400 people waiting for more than a year for an outpatient appointment with a consultant. And that's gone up by 1,500 patients in the last 6 months alone, waiting more than a year. We also have 3,000 people on the surgery list there. That's the official hospital figures, as I've got through putting down parliamentary questions to you. Unacceptable, and not the type of service, Minister, which people across the country and people in Donegal should be expecting from our health service. But I want to specifically zone in tonight on those who are affected by the outpatient waiting list initiative, which the HSE, alongside your department, came forward with this time last year. Because in relation to Letterkenny in particular, there was approximately 3,000 patients, Minister, last year, outsourced from 2,700 to be precise, outsourced from Letterkenny General Hospital to private hospitals to be seen by a consultant. And these are patients which are separate to the numbers I gave you earlier on, separate to the hospital waiting list. Out of those, about half were either treated or discharged back to their GP. But there is another half, 1,300 of those patients, Minister, who have been left in limbo since last year with no follow-up treatment. 1,300 patients across the country who over a year later, after being outsourced by the HSE to a private consultant, to a private hospital, have not had either a follow-up test with those consultants or indeed the surgery which it has been indicated and reported back to the hospital that they require. And there is no funding set aside in the HSE service plan to address that. And I would hope and ask that in your response this evening you will deal specifically with the issue of those patients who were on the waiting list initiative last year and what is going to happen to them. Because it has been indicated to me, Minister, in responses, that there is a likelihood that those patients will now have to go back onto the hospital waiting list and that they will not receive the follow-up treatment that they require with the consultant they were initially referred to, which will mean that outsourcing and visit to that consultant will have been a waste of money in many cases because they will have to be seen by the internal hospital consultants again before appropriate follow-up treatment can be arranged. And it is totally unacceptable that we would see a situation where the government are prioritising putting funding towards what you regard as election-winning measures in relation to tax decreases at the higher rate of tax, Minister, when you are not addressing a very serious issue there or allocating funding in order to actually ensure patients can be treated.